from the Edwards Notebook, when Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed what should have been called the Right to Choose Law, I was utterly surprised, even though in the days leading up to the great event, we were told that once the legislature approved the legislation granting workers the right to choose whether or not to join the union. Now just think about it. Michigan, the cradle of unionism and all it represents, now seeing the light and allowing full-grown men and women to make up their own minds. Of course, the union thugs beating up people and destroying the Americans for Prosperity tent on the Michigan State Capitol grounds have only themselves, their attitudes and actions to blame for what only they think is a setback. Scott Hagerstrand, a spokesman for Americans for Prosperity, who was a witness to the angry mob of unionists who got physical with those who dared to disagree with their socialist tendencies, said...
A couple guys came in with masks on, they had a hot dog, and they tipped over all our coffee pots, and several people just pulled out their knives. A couple were in black masks, and they started cutting the straps on the tent, cutting the top of the tent. People were trapped inside. We're still gathering information because I'm learning more and more people that were assaulted.
The melee in Lansing is reminiscent of the 1937 clash between union organizers and Ford Motor Company security personnel. If the unions are so wonderful, no one will get out. If they do opt out, perhaps union officials and members can work to make the unions more appealing to those who don't want the unions now, instead of trying to bully them into accepting unions. For those who complain that non-union members will get the same benefits as union members, by their own logic, that should be okay, because most liberal union members support Obamacare and people receiving health care at the expense of others, and 47% of the population receiving the benefits of living here without contributing one iota to the federal income tax. Hey, union heads, you either believe in such concepts or you don't. You cannot pick and choose when to apply them. An interesting conundrum indeed. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in friends. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the second hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. To the South, there's been a document come out. It's called the Statute of Disarmament, and that's happening in Brazil. And right now, I'm sure the Bradys and the Joshes and the Obamases and the Holders and all of them are looking at that, and they are drooling, and they're eaten up with envy. And what it does is it applies their whole grab bag of things that they want. It has the universal background check, no sales or transfers without government approval, and its logical corollary, universal gun and firearms owner registration. No business can sell a gun without government approval. Isn't that what we all want on that side of the fence? But you know what? There's more. No one can buy, own, or keep a gun without government approval. To own a gun in Brazil, a Brazilian must submit a criminal clearance certificate, proof of address and employment, proof of technical capacity and psychological ability to handle firearms. They can only buy ammunition in a caliber corresponding to the weapon acquired, subject to quantity limits. There are government fees for all of the above. There's no legal concealed carry for civilians. Illegal possession of a firearm, read that to mean you didn't go through the government to get it, earns violators a 3 to 6 year jail term plus fine. Brazilians guilty of acquiring, renting, receiving, transporting, carrying, concealing, storing, disassembling, assembling, reassembling, adulterating, displaying for sale, or by any other means utilizing for their own benefit or the benefit of others when exercising either a commercial or industrial activity, firearms, accessories, and ammunition without authorization or in violation of the legal or regulatory norms are looking at a 4 to 8 year stretch. To register a firearm is going to cost you $300, and I believe what they call their money is it real? It's $300 of those. Renewal of registration of firearms, $300 again. Issuance of authorization to carry, $1,000. Renewal of the authorization to carry, $1,000. Issuance of a second copy of the registration of the firearm. Read that to mean a government-issued Xerox. $300. Issuance of a second copy of the authorization to carry firearms. $1,000. So what they're doing, first of all, besides it being cost prohibitive, is now they've taken in government in Brazil and found a way to take a natural God-given right and monetize it. And they've turned the right into a privilege. If you, like, you know, it's just like I was talking about. If you can afford to do it, well, you can do it. No one under the age of 25 in Brazil can possess a firearm. Now, didn't we just, who was it that wanted to do this? Piers Morgan. This is a Piers Morgan thing. 1 year after this legislative package is enacted, all manufacturers' guns must be include micro stamping. So this means, for the Californians out there, this means that there will be California-compatible Taurus pistols coming soon. No more toy guns or replicas. They're all banned. And there's many more provisions, but those are the lowlights. This is what the state of play is in Brazil right now. In 2006, 49,145 people were murdered in Brazil, according to the health industry DataSUS, an increase which compared to 2005, when 47,578 people were killed. Total murders set new records in the 3 years from 2009 to 2011, surpassing the previous record set in 2003. Most importantly, 2003 still holds a record of murders per 100,000 in Brazil. That rate alone that year was 28.9. Note that the police records, a la Britain, post significantly lower numbers than the health ministry. Now, the criminals in Brazil, like the criminals anywhere else, are not going to be down with that program. They're not going to submit them with, you know, they're not going to submit themselves for a psychological profile. They don't have it. Their job is criminal. I mean, they're going to, what do you do for a living? I specialize in smash and grab. What? Smash and grab. Now, what will happen with this, and I don't know how permissive they are in Brazil right now. Apparently, more permissive than they wish to be. But when this starts, oh, that's going to blow their records clean out of the water. You'll go from the 40s, which is horrific. That's murders. When that exceeds all gun-related deaths, including suicide in the United States, their murders exceed that by itself. They're going to get into the 50s. They're going to get into the 60s. When that happens, when that failure begins to manifest itself at the cost of the Brazilian people, the American gun-grabbing nerds will sit out there and say that Brazil didn't do enough to restrict gun violence. And they'll say that seriously. They'll look at you with a straight face and say, well, you know, they didn't do enough. And, I mean, how can that be argued? It's going to become a crime. Let me go through this again because it almost sounded like a partridge in a pear tree. If in Brazil, if you're guilty of acquiring or renting or receiving or transporting or carrying or concealing or storing or disassembling or reassembling or adulterating, whatever that is, displaying for sale or by any other means utilizing for their own benefit or the benefit of others, when exercising either a commercial or industrial activity, firearms, accessories, and ammunition without authorization or in violation of the legal or regulatory norms, you're looking at a prison sentence just for doing that. If you're adulterating firearms, you're looking at 8 years, Brazilian boy. What does that mean? Adulterating. But hey, if you take it apart, and then if you put it back together, and then if you take it apart again, and then put it back together again, you're in trouble. So they've covered everything. And how a gun grabber could look at you and say, well, they didn't do enough. They didn't press hard enough. when these murders begin to spike? And isn't it ridiculous to think in a nation where they have 47,000 murders that we're talking about them spiking? They're going to become the murder capital of the world. Unless you have between 300 and 1,000 real. And I hope I have that. If that's not the right monetary denomination, I'm sorry. I didn't study enough. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. After El Presidente's State of the Union address, the blogosphere went insane. He uttered a few sentences in a calculated way, and really truly this is not him spelling his plans to through executive order end our Second Amendment rights. What we saw And one of the reasons this is being panned, that speech is being panned by so many media critics and so many Washington critics, is he's playing the game. Obama is not a very smart politician, but he is surrounded by a couple of smart operators. And if he had not mentioned guns at all, that would have been a mistake, because the gun grabbers think he is the Messiah. And to alienate the gun grabbers would mean that to them, the, you know, he is the Democratic head of the party right now as president. He's in charge of that, despite whatever Debbie Wasserman Schultz is. And as such, whatever, as he goes, that's the way typically these people that write checks to these parties are, that's the way they're going, however he's going at that time. His party and the blind Obama Democratic loyalists expect him to say that kind of thing. Here is his quote concerning guns. Citizenship means standing up for the lives that gun violence steals from us each day. I've seen the courage of parents and students and pastors and police officers all over this country who say, we are not afraid. And I intend to keep trying, with or without Congress, to help stop more tragedies from visiting innocent Americans in our movie theaters, shopping malls, or schools like Sandy Hook. So what he basically did there was he covered Aurora. He didn't mention military posts for some stupid reason. He covered Aurora, he covered what just happened in Maryland, and he covered Sandy Hook, all in one shot. These are all the ones that are the darlings right now. It's important to look at some of his language, too. When he starts by using the word citizenship and the duties that come with that, this premise is established, okay? This is put into your head. It's put into your consciousness, sort of in a slight off of hand way. And this is telling you that if you disagree with him, then you're a bad person. You're a bad American. And that doesn't take on the duties of a citizen. He then goes on to paint this little picture, if you will. He makes this illustration verbally that all gun violence is aimed at only innocent people. And this guy comes from Mogadishu on Lake Michigan, where most of the gun violence is against other criminals. But because all of this is happening to only innocent people, then we should, as good citizens, and if you don't agree with me, you're a bad person, we should stand with other law-abiding citizens who are good citizens, who agree with me, to protect the innocent. Now that he has built this nice little case, painted this nice little picture, the only way to keep people safe is to take action. And we all know that means something to do with guns. And he's saying all of this because, yes, there are sheeple out there. And he's reminding the sheeple that he hasn't forgotten about the issue, and he's going to do whatever it takes to make sure that you and I are, quote, unquote, safe. Now, he took a very unclear stance on purpose by saying, I intend to keep trying with or without the help of Congress, which keeps his people happy. And it's designed to throw us into a panic. Now, they did that right after Sandy Hook. And slowly, the American gun-owning public began to, you know, ascertain, well, you just can't make law up, Mr. President. You can push for law. You can certainly encourage law. But at the end of the day, you can't just make up the law. You're the one that puts the signature on it, okay? That's your job. You're not legislative. He can try to be a lobbyist. He can try to lobby Congress, but he doesn't design law. Of course, all presidents do and can and do, and they get with their cronies in Congress and try to get it passed. So first things first, let's not go into a panic over this. Second thing, he's not going to take away our guns tomorrow or in the next few hours because he can't. He can't do it. And we should not be sitting back and being terribly surprised by this. When he didn't get what he wanted legislatively, he threw a temper tantrum in the Rose Garden. A temper tantrum. I hope that video makes it into the archives of his presidential library, because I'm sure that's going to be a grand affair. Harry Reid and the Democrats in the Senate are already abandoning trying to regain the House because they are very fearful that they are going to lose the Senate. So, one of the reasons... We just had that one little paragraph in his non-State of the Union speech was to appease his gun-grabbing constituency. He had to do that. He had to do that. He knows he doesn't have the support to do it. He knows the American people are not behind it. He knows that even though he'll get out there and spout to you, well, 90% of you support this, he knows it's nowhere near that. He knows it's nowhere near that. And he also knows the truth. He knows that that was not because of the NRA or Gun Owners of America or Second Amendment Foundation, who all of us were in that fight. But you know what? The phone calls did not come only from members of Gun Owners of America and the National Rifle Association and Second Amendment Foundation. Because there's more gun owners than that. They got calls from Democrats saying, don't you dare do it. And they did not have the votes. And that's what defeated it. That's why it was defeated. The left is a very patient entity. They, if they can get what they try to push, great. If they can't get it, well, they'll pull back. They'll withdraw. They'll slink back into the shadows, and they'll wait. They'll wait for the collective consciousness of America to forget the outrage, to forget the emotion and everything else, and they'll wait. And then they'll wait for that moment. They thought Sandy Hook was the moment. They thought Sandy Hook was the moment. But it wasn't the moment. They badly miscalculated. And they know right now that they're about... very likely in this next election, in the midterms, they're going to take a pounding. And this is all trying to prevent that pounding. It's all the game. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going off the grid because somewhere out there is Art. Good morning, sir.
Yeah. How's it going, Bill?
Are you staying? I'm very pleased to hear your voice because that means you haven't frozen somewhere out there off the grid.
Oh, I tell you what, man, the toes have been cold a few nights. It's been dropping down some serious temperatures here. We had -2 a few nights ago. It was very, very nipperlies, and it was, took a little doing to get my dog to understand. Look, you lay right there, you curl up around my feet, just like this. She wasn't having it. And then again, if you smelled my boots, you'd understand why. Anyway, no, it's been really cold here. I have to change out the rabbit's water 2-3 times a day. I have to get up a couple of times in the middle of the night to go out and change the water because the water bottles just freeze. And it's terrible. Same things with chickens. This global warming, man, is really getting out of control.
It's a killer.
It's a killer, man. I tell you what, my chickens have got frostbite. It's bad. No, seriously, you ever heard of Senator Christopher Murphy?
I have. He's going to be the next DiFi.
Yeah, right. Everybody who knows me knows that I watch C-SPAN and people give me a lot of flack. Why do I listen to that? Because I want to know exactly right from the horse's south end. exactly what to say, and I don't want to get it secondhand information or third-hand hearsay. I want to hear it come straight out of the jackass himself. That way I know exactly what I'm up against. You people in Connecticut, you really need to be watching this guy. Connecticut's not a big state. I lived in Connecticut when I was a very young child for a few years. I know what Connecticut's like, and it's a beautiful state. You guys need to be watching this guy. This guy gets up on the floor of the Senate yesterday. He puts up this poster board with a woman, a couple men, a couple teenagers, and a bunch of young children. He goes into the sob story about school shootings. Now, this is another gun grabber, guys. This guy, again, he's up there, he's blaming the guns. What he's failing to understand is it is the human being who pulls the trigger. And he's wanting to, we may not be able to stop all of these incidents, but we can do something to make it so that they're not as frequent and not as violent. And I don't care, any shooting is violent. I mean, even if it's one shot fired and someone dies, it's, you know, it's violence. But he goes on to say, and this was the real kicker, that there have been 11 school shootings in the first 28 days of this month. I'm thinking, 11 school shootings? I've not heard of 11 school shootings, let alone 11 shooting, mass shootings.
Well, what you got to remember about the school shooting part of it, okay? In these urban schools, those things happen all the time, and we're not going to hear about that because these happen in Gun Grabber Central. So if they get out there and point out that kind of violence happens, most of the time it's gang-related. So that's a double whammy.
Yeah.
It's in a democratically held bastion, and it's gang-related. So we can't have that coming out. But we can use the numbers.
Well, here's the thing, and it got me thinking, Bill. And, you know, I am one of these guys that, you know, I'm really quick to throw out the what part of shall not be infringed is not registering in that pea brain fuse. But it got me thinking. You know, we got all these laws that say if you're a convicted felon, you can't own a firearm. Well, I don't buy that line. Because you can get busted with a joint, and you're now a felon. How does that make you dangerous? And it got me thinking, why don't, you know, if you really want to go that route, where you really want to, you know, if you feel it really necessary to restrict gun ownership of people who pose a threat to society, I might, if you can put it in a way that it can't be misconstrued or mistreated or abused, and I know a lot of you guys out there, you're going to get upset with this, maybe I might could go along with, if you've ever used a firearm in an act of aggression against another person or people.
Or at all.
Then maybe you don't have the right to own a firearm because you have already shown us that you're a danger, that you're a threat. I might be willing to go that route. But here's another thing. How about, God, we got to keep coming back to this. Arm the teachers and the principals and the janitors.
That would see. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, Art, that you got to understand. All right, they like for that to happen. They want to disarm us. It's not about the safety. They don't care about anybody's kids. They don't care about me. They don't care about you. If you and I were at a meetup, okay, and I was sitting there with you having a cup of coffee. And everybody at the meetup that I had invited, we all showed up armed. If we got mowed down by an active shooter, they would use us as a justification for gun control. Because, see, here we all are. We're all carrying guns, and we couldn't stop him.
Right.
So they are opportunists of the lowest level. They are the bottom feeders waiting on these things to happen.
But that's the thing, Bill. They won't ever use a situation like that because they know that the only place that these shootings ever happen are in places that are designated gun-free zones where nobody's got guns. You don't ever hear of a gun shooting at, a gun show or a shooting range or a police station or, you know, anywhere where there are lots and lots and lots of guns. You'd never hear about a mass shooting. We got a couple schools right here, just, you know, in this little bitty town that I'm in. We got a couple schools right here. You'd never hear of a, never would you hear of a gun shooting, a mass shooting anywhere in this town. Why? Everybody's walking around armed.
Well, I mean, you don't hear about them in Utah. You don't hear about them in Vermont. You don't hear about them in Will Barker County, Texas. And in those places, everybody, in Utah, you can carry a gun into a school if you're just a regular person. So, the reason that doesn't make the news is not with the news.
Yeah, schools here are not gun free zones because, I mean, you'll find the guns in the teacher's glove box. You see people walking around on school, you know, they got them with them in the schools. I mean, our schools here are not gun free zones.
Well, I want to point something out to you before we, before we run out of time, before we go into break, I want to point this out to you. If a politician really wants to do something to make a school safe, this is what they can say. Right now, because of things that have been precipitated by a bunch of medications and a bunch of permissiveness and a bunch of people usurping parents' roles, we face a generation of people coming up that may be quite unstable. So we find it necessary to hire a bunch of military vets. We're going to buy them level 4 protective plate carriers with level 4 protective plates. They're going to be tooled up like they're going into combat, and we're going to have 6 of these guys around every school and in them. And until at such a time that this threat passes, we are going to make it so expensive for an active shooter to come into a school that they're put down before they breach our perimeter.
Right.
Find this necessary to do it temporarily. We are working on the other problems that are actually the root causes of these issues. And as soon as we've got it solved, we will stop making schools an armed camp. Please bear with us. These are good guys. These are America's finest. They're going to take real good care of your kids, and your kids are going to love them. If they wanted to do that, then I give them a little credence. But until they come up with that, big deal.
I wouldn't be opposed to that because at least they'd be doing something. But the problem is that they're not doing anything to really address the problem or keep the children safe. They seem to have this crazy idea that if they pass more gun laws, what they don't understand is the more gun laws they pass, the more of these violent occurrences that take place. That's what they don't seem to, the concept they don't seem to be grasping.
Well, there's 20,000 gun laws out there. 20,001 is going to make the difference.
Well, this is the very definition of insanity.
Yes,
you continue doing the same thing, expecting a different result, and then you wonder, well, gee, I don't understand why things aren't changing. They're just getting worse.
Well, check it out. I appreciate the call. Go throw another log on the fire. Continue to stay warm, please. And make sure those rabbits and chickens are taken care of.
All right, man. You have
hard to stay off the grid without them.
Oh, well, yeah, it is.
Thanks for the call. Stay safe. All right, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Try to relax when my church runs me out of town.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter.
Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming up next hour, Mark Puhale from Forge Survival Supply, the National Geographic show, Apocalypse 101. We got something for you. We're going to talk about a lot of different theoretical circumstances, and these are all very, very possible. But let's go to the phones. John in Missouri, welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
Hi, Bill. I was listening to you earlier today, and I think you said something about something was unconstitutional with the gun laws. Well, it's kind of like what the last guy was talking about. Did you imply that losing your gun rights as a felon was unconstitutional?
I think the only time I've mentioned anything unconstitutional today is concerning the concealed carry permit that I have to carry in order to. You know, my permit is now my carry is a privilege versus the right that it should be in the state in which I reside.
Do you excuse me?
Go ahead.
Do you think that a person that has a felony has lost their right to carry to have a gun?
I think what they've done is they've taken a certain things that are against the law and turned them into felonies. Now, anything that you do that impairs you, I don't think you should be carrying a gun. When I carry a gun, I don't drink. I could, but I don't. I've got so many unopened bottles of liquor in my liquor cabinet that I could just about open my own liquor store.
I see.
I've quit buying them, but I mean, I carry a gun literally everywhere I go in the house, much less anywhere else when I'm out of the house. So I don't drink, because I don't believe you should have a gun on you when you're impaired, just because it's a bad idea. Definitely violent people that have felonies should not be able to legally own guns, but they're going to get them anyway. They're going to get them anyway. So this whole thing about who can and can't have guns, the felony part of it, I believe, when they designed that law, the ones that designed it at the very outset probably had the very best intentions at heart. But they've sort of made it, like, for example, C.J. Grisham in Texas was legally carrying a long gun while out on a walk. And somebody called it in. It's perfectly legal to carry whatever gun you want to carry on your back in a non-threatening manner, although that's never been clarified, in Texas. So since then, he's been convicted of a certain class of misdemeanor, okay? And because of that conviction, technically he's going to lose his permit, his capability of carrying a gun, and maybe his gun rights. So from where that started with the felonies, they keep bringing that down and lowering the bar. And that's my problem with it. That's my problem with it. Before long, if you get, I mean, in Chicago, where they're being dragged kicking and screaming into the light as far as concealed carry, the sheriff of Cook County, if you've got unpaid parking tickets or you've had speeding tickets or a DUI or something like that, he doesn't want to, he wants to be able to turn you down to have a carry permit. So the reason that may come out here, for example, is not because of where it started, but where they're taking it.
I see. Oh, I just thought a right was something that you can't lose, and a privilege was something that you could lose.
Absolutely.
And shall not be impaired, I think is the wording. That sounds
infringed.
Like a right.
Infringed.
Infringed.
Something you were born with. It was something you were born with. There are lots of guys out there. I know a couple of them. There are lots of guys out there that did do felonies, real full-blown felonies. But just like mental health, there's a lot of people that have mental illness. I think that there should be a path back. If you've got a guy who committed a felony when he was 18 and he's in his 50s, and since he's paid that debt to society, I think just to be intellectually genuine here, we have to ask the question, does a person have a possibility of redeeming himself? And if they do, do they have to remain somewhat marginal citizens even after they've redeemed themselves?
All right. Well, you answered my question, and thank you very much.
I appreciate your call. It's sort of a sticky wicket, really. It's a very sticky wicket to walk into. The ones that are going to be career criminals, as soon as they get out of jail, they're going to get a gun and go do their thing. A lot of these guys that they catch, been out of jail for 5 minutes. For five whole minutes. Right now, we exist in an America where we keep having these little events. September 11th, 2001, that was one of those. And we all sat on our hands while Bush put together 1,200 new intelligence agencies. They knew it was coming. There are people out there that truly believe that they did it. And yet, with all of that out there, with that one school of thought, the other school of thought, what we know, we sat back and very docilely watched them put together a brand new, bigger intelligence apparatus, which apparently now is watching us real hard. Sandy Hook was another one of those events. All of us, gun grabber and gun advocate alike, were horrified by it. Absolutely horrified. Now, the difference is that, like Bush, for some reason, Bush was a power-hungry demon. Of course, the gun grabbers have always been power-hungry demons because they got to advance that progressive agenda. This filled the sails with the wind. The calls for the gun control began. Suddenly, gun violence, which is historically down, became an epidemic. It's in the air. You can catch it just by walking around. Sports retailers like Dick's Sports buckled. They had a really big, they had a big partnership with a gun manufacturer, and they buckled and they pulled everything. And of course, let's not forget my favorite guy. He's the best friend Gun Owners of America has, Piers Morgan. He's a guy here on a work pass, and he's in here attacking our Second Amendment. He doesn't even belong in this country. Let's send him back to England so he can be beat up with some cricket bats. We had politicians stampeding like a herd of demented cattle, tripping over themselves in a race to see who could more egregiously violate the rights of you, law-abiding citizen. And then there was Shannon Watts, PR girl. She got herself a new bag that day when she started the Moms Demand Action. Since then, they've partnered up with the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and they're trying to create a nationwide movement of millions and millions of Americans working together to change the game and end the epidemic of gun violence that affects every community. You know, every time I hear that, I look around and I just hear the crickets. Where's all this stuff happening now? Let's forget for a moment that the moms with nothing better to do banded up with, I mean, there's a lot of mayors against illegal guns that if they had a gun, it's illegal. And I do think that a politician that breaks the law shouldn't have any gun rights. Ha! How do you like that? The Mayors Against Illegal Guns, just to give you some idea of their illustrious membership, they have, let's see, Sheila Dixon, convicted of embezzlement, pled guilty to perjury, convicted child molester Gary Becker, violent jailbird Kwame Kilpatrick, and the late Frank Milton, who kicked the bucket before his retrial for a commission of a violent crime while in possession of a handgun. Samuel Rivera, who was convicted for covering up a homicide, and other upstanding members of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns community. The mommies. Well, I've run out of time. I could just go on and on about this one. I'll save this for Monday. Coming up next hour, Mark Puhale, Ford Survival Supply, from National Geographic's Apocalypse 101. We're going to talk about some very real scenarios that could come to pass in the next hour. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.